USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
There are some potential meeting sites for a summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
We're looking at various countries, including Singapore, and we are also talking about the possibility of the DMZ.
At the White House on Monday, the president says a lot of countries have offered to host this historic meeting where the president will insist there can be no nuclear weapons in North Korea. Israel's prime minister says Iran is violating the terms of the Iran nuclear agreement signed under the Obama administration in 2015. Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv saying,
Iran planned at the highest levels to continue work related to nuclear weapons under different guises and using the same personnel.
He says Iran's got everything they need for a weapons program. The president talking about backing out of the nuclear agreement next month. And ISIS claims responsibility for two suicide bombings in the Afghan capital of Kabul. More than two dozen people died. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Senator John McCain announces this will be his last term. The 81-year-old Republican from Arizona says he decided it's time to wrap up his political career after learning he had brain cancer. He referenced his new book, The Relentless Wave, in that announcement. The vice president says the White House is keeping a close eye on that migrant caravan at the border of the U.S. and Mexico, saying,
this caravan, like those who have gone before, is also rightly understood as a deliberate attempt to undermine the laws of this country.
This group wants asylum in the United States. They've been traveling for over a month. Driving this summer could get expensive. Forecasters say crude oil prices are at their highest level in 3 years, and they could keep climbing. Analysts say this will be the most expensive driving season since 2014, with AAA saying that 13% of gas stations across the country are already charging more than $3 a gallon. And a spokesperson says George H.W. Bush is recovering and could be headed home. He spent the weekend in the hospital dealing with a blood infection. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new poll says the Democratic Party is losing its appeal for millennials. We get details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The Reuters Ipsos poll finds 46% of millennials now prefer Democratic candidates overall, but among voters 18 to 34, that number is down 9 points over the past 2 years, but still well above the 28% support for Republicans among that age group. A growing number of millennials do say they're undecided, willing to support a third-party candidate, or they're not interested in voting at all. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A UN fact-finding mission finds deplorable conditions in Bangladesh. We get details from USA Radio's Wendy King.
In a wretched camp crammed with nearly 700,000 people, Rohingya refugees begged visiting UN Security Council envoys to ensure their safe return to their homes across the border in Myanmar. They pleaded for justice, accusing the Myanmar army of murder, arson, and rape. Weeping young girls and women threw themselves at the envoys, blurting out their horrific accounts of abuse and torture. Karen Pierce, the UK ambassador to the UN, was confronted by dozens of crying women. Pierce said, "The sad thing is, there's nothing we can do right today that will make their distress any less." Myanmar has been accused of ethnic cleansing and genocide. I'm Wendy King.
And this is USA Radio News.